what it's been like to have Victor and Dell on the field and what you've seen from them?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to get those guys back and you know, kind of working them in, like Coach Coffin, I think, told you. They're, you know, we're being careful with them. They're on a pitch count. We're working them smart. But either way, to get them back out there and get them moving around, and they've been great in the meetings. You know, great taking their mental reps when they're not actually getting the physical reps. And I think they've done a really good job with the role that we're having them play right now.
When you watch Victor running around out there, are you starting to see signs of the old Victor?
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, I saw signs of the old Victor as far back as into the spring, watching him work out with the training staff. I mean, I think his movement is good. The most important thing to me was how confident he'd feel, you know, getting in and out of breaks and really trusting it. And he's got that. He's got that confidence. So I'm happy with what he's done so far and expect him to keep going.
Just a bit of an assistant coach's dream to have these two guys on your team and in your luck in your meeting.
Yes, you always want expectations through the roof and that kind of pressure. It's a dream. But it is. You know, when you get to work with that kind of talent, in all seriousness, but even more than that, just the physical talent, the way they approach their jobs, the competitiveness that they have, and the way they come to work every day, that's really what makes it the dream, to be honest with you.
Why would you feel pressure on that?
You know what? It was a joke, really, but I think every coach feels pressure. So I have no more than anybody else does. I was just trying to get a laugh. So, but all of us feel pressure to win. That's the name of the game, and I'm no different than anybody else.
Have you been amazed at Odell, the fact that he was able to do everything he's been able to do despite not really having practiced a lot last year and during the summer and the spring and missing time again this spring?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing with Odell, when I said this in the spring, the thing with him is he gets it. You know, he's one of these athletic guys who the game makes sense to him. I think most games make sense to him. You know, so the fact that he's able to pick things up quickly and do a lot of different things and move around for us, you know, after about a couple weeks here, I realized that this is a football smart guy. So in those ways, I haven't been surprised, because he showed those signs of being able to handle that early on. And as far as being able to step up and make plays, to me, when the stage gets bigger and the pressure gets bigger, that guy gets bigger. And so I haven't been that surprised by it, no.
What's the most important thing you're watching with him coming off that big year and his very busy offseason?
I think just improving every day and becoming consistent. You know, he's got 12 games in the NFL, and I think it's critical, and he understands that there's plenty of room for improvement, whether it's consistently beating man press at the line of scrimmage with his releases, his routes, his top of the routes, his finishes. You know, I think there's every aspect of the game he can improve on. I don't think there's one thing that I'm watching specifically. I'm watching it all, and he's doing what everybody else is doing. What we're all trying to do is just get better every day, and we're asking him, everybody, to focus on one thing, pick one thing today and get better at it, and he's doing that. So.
You mentioned press coverage. If there was a concern with him coming out, it might have been strength. Does he have to overcome that, or is he better at it?
Yeah, I think he's good. You know, I think he's okay with it. In fact, I would tell you, you know, because I'll get out there and, you know, give looks sometimes when my hands get out there, and when he puts his hands on you to get your hands off of him, he's got strength. I mean, strength is not a factor. He's very physical with his hands, and I think DBs will have trouble getting their hands and keeping them on there, because I think he'll make an effort to get them off, and he'll do it aggressively.
So when you're out there, do you have a way that you would cover?
Yeah, I have a pad on my hands. That's the way I cover them, you know. No, you know what? Even if I thought so, I wouldn't give it up. So.
What have you seen as far as progress from Jeremy Davis?
Yeah, I think he's come a long way. I think, you know, the thing I really like about him, he's really serious. I mean, for a rookie, he's serious about his business. And he's been that way since day one. He's a note taker. He pays attention to everything. He's detailed. He is as good a worker as you could ask for, with a maturity level for a rookie that's outstanding. And that's really what's been most impressive to me.
Do you see a role that he's going to be best suited for? Is he an outside guy, a slot guy? Can he do both?
Yeah, I mean, I hate pigeonholing a guy like that. You know, we're saying he's not, because the way we go about it, everybody's an inside guy, everybody's an outside guy. But obviously you find traits in these guys where they would excel, and I think probably he's more comfortable outside and probably can do a little bit more with his size and strength outside. But there could be spots for him in certain roles he could play on the inside as well, but primarily outside.
What does Ruben need to be a complete receiver?
You know, to me, Ruben's got a lot of the tools already. He's got the tools, you know, to be a complete receiver. For him, it's just, you know, like most of these guys, it's consistency. It's every single play, every time he's in, whether it's practice or a game, he's got to give us 100% effort and be focused on it. And when he is, I mean, he's an intelligent football player. He's got the size. He's deceptively fast. I mean, that guy chews up ground faster than what people think. He can get on top of people, get behind defenses, and he's got excellent ball skills. The guy can go get the ball in the air. So, you know, I think really he's got the tools that are in place. It's consistency, which is most players, every single play.
Last year, you said, all right, this is going to be my year. And, you know, there were obviously flashes, but then there were some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Caused him to be on the bench a couple of years ago. Do you sense that he's got that squared away, that mentally he's ready?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rube has been working hard. He's done everything we've asked of him, whether it was in the spring as well as, you know, especially now, like, coming back to camp. So, you know, I feel good moving forward. To me, the past is the past, and, you know, we're looking at 2015 and what's in front of us. So I think, you know, lessons have been learned, and I expect nothing but the best from him this year.
Do you think Victor Cruz is going to be ready for opening day?
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm not, you know, the training staff, you'd have to talk to them. From what I've seen, we haven't had any setbacks. So, again, that's more of a training room question than for me. But I haven't personally seen any setbacks, and I feel like he's moving forward and progressing the way we want him to.
Besides the obvious names, is there anybody, you have a lot of guys you're working with, is there anybody else who's really jumped out at you and caught you off guard a little bit with his...
I don't know if caught me off guard, but I think in the spring and kind of carried through here, I think Corey Washington's done a nice job. Certainly in the spring, he stood out. You know, I thought he really came out of his first year and really took a lot of steps forward in the beginning of year two, and I think that's continued in training camp. So he'd be a guy I would have pointed to. You know, Preston Parker continues to impress me with his toughness, his mental toughness, and the ability to make plays, and, you know, his quicks and speed, and, you know, he always jumps out to me. So, you know, those two guys off the top of my head. You know, I think the whole group has worked really well, to be honest with you.
What's the biggest step you've seen Corey Washington take?
I think just his general knowledge and what he sees. You know, when he first came in, I think, you know, he didn't see as much as what was going on defensively and why he was reacting to things. And I think that's gotten better. I think he's got a better idea, first of all, of our offense, but in particular, I think what he sees from a defense and reacting to it has been a big difference, what I've noticed in him.
What does James Jones add to?
Oh, he's, you know, a veteran presence, you know, a pro. I mean, the way you look at it, the guy came in, you know, day one, and he's another guy who's, you know, very serious about his craft, comes to work every day, pays attention in meetings, you know, he's good in that room in that way. And then there's little things that you pick up on, you know, day two, I'm watching him run some routes and, you know, kind of working different techniques against DBs that, you know, you can just tell the guy's run a lot of routes in the league. And has a lot of experience, and it jumps out at you. That's been the biggest thing I've noticed off the bat.
Sean, I'm sure this is a repeat, but what's it like to have Victor and Odell out there?
No, it's been great. You know, I mean, like you said, in a limited capacity because we're working those guys smart and being careful with them. But you know, to have them back out there working has been, you know, outstanding. And you see flashes of what, you know, what it could be if we keep progressing, and, you know, just trying to get better every day. But it's good to have him back. It's exciting. In terms of,
does the training staff tell you, or are you offering any feedback?
Yeah, there's a lot of communication between the training staff, you know, and obviously, you know, the head coach giving me directive as to what we're doing. So between the trainers, the head coach, you know, and keeping tabs with them on how they're feeling, and it goes on, you know, before practice, during practice, it's constant communication, and, you know, we're going to be smart to make sure there's no setbacks with these guys.
When Victor went to the ground the other day, Tom described that to us as a hurdle,
mm-hmm.
and he got through it.
Yeah.
Immediately after this play, do you go to Victor and say, you okay?
Absolutely not. No, I didn't address it at all. It's football, and I think that, you know, he's got the confidence. He's shown me that he's confident in what he can do with that coming off that injury, and I didn't address it at all, and Victor didn't mention it, and we moved on to the next play.
Sean, Ruben Randall
mm-hmm.
said kind of gets lost in the shuffle, obviously. Can he be a guy that finds ways to make plays as most people are fixated on the other guys?
Yeah, I mean, 100% to me, he absolutely can. I mean, I think Ruben is a very talented receiver for this league. You know, to me, he's got the skill set and the tools between his sight, his size, his athletic ability, his ball skills. You know, to me, the guy's a player, and I think, you know, whether there's attention on him or off of him, he can make plays in this league at this level. I really believe that with him.
Ruben is a laid-back guy off the field,
mm-hmm.
and
has a certain way to play, kind of, you know, kind of smooth. Is the urgency there with him? Is it what you want?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, to me, it always goes back to, with all these guys, with consistency. It's there. You have to make sure it's there every play, and he has to make sure it's there every play. You know, more than I do, but you know, he can fool you sometimes because he is a competitive guy. You know, and he's a guy that I lean on Sundays. You know, when they come off the field, I'm talking to Ruben about what he saw, because usually he sees it right. You know, he knows what's going on out there, and he can fool you sometimes because of his demeanor, that you think he's laid back, but he's a competitive guy. I mean, nobody at this level is not competitive, you know, and he's certainly got that. So he's a guy I lean on. I know that. And, again, it's a consistency thing, and we're working to get better with that every day.
Is that the next or only breakthrough for him, you think?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there's the technique work that you're always going to do, but to me it's doing it every play all the time. That's where we're going with him.
Sean, with the workload question with Victor and Odell, the reps they take, do you want those reps to be at 100%? There are just fewer of them, or are they running the reps at a designated effort level?
No, 100%, just fewer. Yeah, just limiting the reps, but we want them going.
You want them,
yeah,
when they go.
Yes.
When he pinballed through the defense the other day.
Yeah.
And he's cutting and everything else. You want that on that rep.
Yeah.
He may sit out the next one, perhaps.
Yeah, he will sit out there probably the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, when he, you know, when he does his deal and runs 80 yards down the field, you know, he's pretty much telling me he needs a rep off. So
serves him right.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
As long as he crosses the goal line, I'll give him a rep. Yeah.
Rep off. Okay.
He's going to get the rep off anyway.